This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them, brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. We've been talking about Ogallala Aquifer conservation efforts of the Natural Resources Conservation Service through its Ogallala Aquifer Initiative. It's the focusing of existing conservation programs to decrease demand on the aquifer or boost surface water recharge of the aquifer. Research shows that healthy, functioning playa lakes are the largest contributor to aquifer recharge. A couple NRCS programs, the Wetlands Reserve Program and Continuous CRP, can do much to improve playas, thereby benefiting the aquifer, while providing wildlife habitat to boot. But not all landowners and producers are aware of these programs.
Well, I would say the majority is news to them.
You are hearing Dwayne Cheney. He covers western Kansas, representing Kansas Alliance for Wetlands and Streams. You might say Dwayne is sort of a PR man. He contacts producers one-on-one.
I explain the benefits of each one of those programs to them. But really, the big benefit is restoring these playas and putting them back to their original condition.
In WRP, money is paid the landowner to retire a wetland for 15 or 30 years or permanently. Just take a parcel of land with a pesky, perpetually muddy spot and stop trying to farm it. Instead, fix the playa, dredge the sediment out of it, return it to a healthy state, plant a grass and forbs buffer around it, and turn marginal cropland into some wonderful wildlife habitat. Cost share funds are available to rehab wetland features such as playas. Doug Duell is a winter wheat producer at Burlington, Colorado. His farm ground is in Sherman and Wallace counties in Kansas.
We do not irrigate at all. Dry land right now, yes, and the emphasis is on the dry.
And one of his fields has one of those mud holes.
It had a pretty large playa, we used to call them lagoon, and it seemed like every other year or so, we'd get a big rain and that thing would fill up, and whatever we planted pretty much, you know, would kill it by being submerged in water.
Doug says the NRCS approached his dad about enrolling that wetland in WRP, which they did. Doug says it's a fairly large parcel of land.
Yeah, I think our spot is about 40 acres. The land surrounding is farmland, and we are engaged in a no-till farming practice. So what I have noticed also is that that type of practice is soaking up a lot more of the moisture before it gets to the playa.
Doug's had several years' experience with that playa, that lagoon, as he says, since it was renovated.
I'd have to say I'm a tiny bit disappointed, probably unrealistically so, because when we built that thing, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, one good rain, and then we're going to have us a lake down here. Well, that isn't quite the way it works out here in this part of the woods. It takes several good rains over the summer to keep a deal like that full, but we did notice there was a lot of wildlife came around there when it had water in it.
I was curious and asked Doug Duell, what are a landowner's motivations for undertaking these projects?
Wildlife enhancement has a lot to do with it. If, in fact, it is replenishing the Ogallala Aquifer, man, that is super great. And I realize it takes a lot of these to make a difference. It's hard to imagine. You go out there and you look at one water hole and say, okay, when that sinks down, it's going to help the aquifer. But I guess every little bit helps.
Learn more about Ogallala Aquifer Conservation and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and the Natural Resources Conservation Service.